McGregor, congratulations. A season that I'm sure, after a little bit of summing up you've had in the dressing room there, that will be full with pride.
Yeah, sort of. As I said, I'm pleased that I've finished seventh, but you know, I can't be coming out and saying that's a great league position or sort of shouting from the rooftops. But it'd have been nice if we'd been in Europe. I think if we'd finished in the European spot, I think it would have said more about it. But in the end, we finished seventh, and you know, from the position we were in, you know, September, October, the points we were behind teams, we've certainly caught up a lot of teams, and maybe finished where maybe a lot of you pundits and people might have placed us at the start of the season.
It was a good finish, but you were playing some great football towards the end, David, and that must please you enormously.
We played great football today, and we have been for, you know, a month or two, and I mean, at times it was exhibition stuff today, the way we played, and really, but for maybe a couple of things, we could have maybe finished it with a real flurry at the end of the second half. But the players are playing really well.
And in terms of what you've done this season, you know, signings and Stephen Pienaar, Nikita Jelovic, he actually drew a free kick at one point, which I think probably illustrated to people what else he's got to his game aside from the goals. He just forces defenders into so many mistakes.
Yeah, he does. He's been a great signing for us. He's, but you know, my real signings are the people like Tim Cahill, you know, Phil Neville, Tim Howard, you know, the ones who have been here and done 7 or 8 years and consistently done it. Nicky's been here, what, 4 months, 5 months? So, you know, what we're saying is, you know, we want to see him doing that year in, year out, like these boys have done. But he's certainly given us something to think about and given the supporters something to cheer about. We've missed somebody who could be a number nine at Everton, really. And at the moment, Nicky's done it well. And he's got lots of bits to his game, which help us. I just thought that in the last couple of games, he's just started to show a little bit of tiredness, which would be expected because he came in and really hit the ground running for us.
And you must be delighted with moving Marouane Fellaini forward and getting, you know, extra out of him and extra out of the rest of the team as well.
Yeah, I've always thought that, you know, when he first came, he scored 10 or 12 goals, I think, in his first season playing a bit further forward the pitch. And he's always been seen as maybe being a defensive midfield player. I actually think he probably offers more at the other end of the pitch, but he can play either job. And so it's given us another option later in the season, and you know, I'd thought about it a lot earlier, but just didn't feel it was the right time to do it. But certainly after the semi-final of the cup, I'd made my mind up I was going to move him, and I think since then we've looked at a far different team with him there.
Have you centre-backs, David? One of them maybe with a chance of going to the European Championships. Did he illustrate today what he can offer against two of the most informed Premier League strikers this season?
What one's that? There's two of them. Two of them, I think, should be going to the European Championships, isn't there? Yeah, well, I think Jags is a really good player. I think he's, for me, I think he's arguably, you know, the best at his type of centre-half in the country. And when you study him closely, what he can do, his defending is as good as MD.
Does the finish of the season, the standard and style of football you've been playing, leave you licking your lips, I mean, though the fans are, for next season, David?
Definitely, because the style we've had at different times over the last 5 or 6 years, there's been pockets of it through the season. And but probably because of the level of the players we've got, we can't have that. We've not been able to do it consistently. We can't do it from August the whole the way through to you know, May, where we are just now. You know, we've not been that good. We don't quite have the level of player to do that. But the style we've been playing in is what we want to try and achieve. But during the season, you know, when you're having to grind out wins, you can't always play as fluently and as well as we're playing at this present time.